Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings. Welcome, guys. Let's go to the school of Christ for a moment. And what I mean by that is, based upon Paul's statement of Ephesians 4:20, you have not so learned Christ. Let's go figure out what we learn from Christ. To do that, let's see what it is we didn't learn from Jesus. Quick review. What did we not learn from Jesus? We did not learn to walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk. We did not learn to follow the futility of our own mind. We did not learn to have our understanding darkened. We did not learn from Jesus that we're alienated from the life of God. We did not learn from Jesus that we're ignorant of who God is, that our hearts are hard, and we did not learn from Jesus to lose all sensitivity to the Spirit, and we did not learn from Jesus to give up and give ourselves up over to lewdness and uncleanliness and greediness. These are the things, Paul says, you did not so learn Christ. So, knowing what we didn't learn from Christ, what should we have learned from Christ? Well, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now, he's talking to people who have labored and are heavy laden beneath the, it's completely unbearable load of religion. And they've exhausted themselves on performance. And for those, Jesus says, "Come to me, take my yoke upon you, learn of me." All right, let's read it. "Take my yoke upon you, learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Now, Jesus tells you of two kinds of rest. He tells you of the rest given and the rest learned. The rest given is, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The moment that you allow Jesus to do what he wants to do, he will give you the rest that you desire. Just take the rest that is afforded to you through faith in the finished work. But then after you accept Jesus, I call this that part the rest for your spirit man. Your spirit man doesn't have to stress anymore. But now he's going to go to work on your mind. And so from that point on, and this is what this whole passage is about, is your mind. You take his yoke upon you. By the very phrase yoke, it means you're working together with someone else. You yoke two animals together so that both animals do the strength together, and you have twice the strength, twice the pulling power. If you put a yoke on two animals, they cannot run away from one another. They have to move in the same direction. Jesus said, "You and I yoke up, you learn from me." I like the Message version here that says, "Watch how I do it. You learn as you watch me. I'm going to yoke with you and we're going to walk forward and you'll learn what it means to do this job. You won't have any other lesson to learn. You'll learn that I'm gentle. You'll learn that I'm lowly in heart. And what you will find is rest for your soul." And the soul there is the seatbed of your emotions, often known as your mind. So you get rest in your spirit the moment you believe on Jesus, but you learn rest in your mind as you watch how Jesus finishes the work. Watch how he does it in the middle of stressful situations. Watch how he handles himself in the middle of this world. And as you see Jesus, so you will see how you are to rest with him. It's incredible that in order to remove your burden, Jesus puts you in a yoke. In other words, in order to set you free from working, Jesus puts you to work with him. And as you and him do the work together, you learn a rest that doesn't come with the second you give your heart to Jesus. You have to learn the rest for your mind. I think one of the reasons why the message of grace is going over so well in the religious community is we're learning to rest from all of our labors. We gave our hearts to Christ, but then we had to learn how to give our minds to Christ. And as we do that, we're finding his yoke is easy and we're finding his burden is light. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.